Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
A range of injuries and disabilities can lead to stiffening in the soft tissues or muscles of patients' limbs, causing problems with movement called contractures. One of the widely used treatments is stretch, but does it work? Lisa Harvey from the University of Sydney in Australia and colleagues tried to find out in an updated Cochrane review in January 2017, and she tells us more in this podcast.
It's been believed for a long time that the most appropriate treatment for contractures is stretch. So stretch can be applied in many different ways, but it's most commonly done through the hands of a physiotherapist. Now, it's clear that stretch causes transient increases in the extensibility of soft tissues and muscles. However, our updated review cast doubt on whether these effects last more than a few minutes and whether, in fact, stretch is effective for the treatment and prevention of contractures. So the first version of our review was published in 2010. For this update, we looked again for randomised controlled trials, which include people who either had or were likely to develop contractures. So this included people with burns, spinal cord injuries, brain injuries, and various types of musculoskeletal conditions, such as frozen shoulder. Now, we found 49 studies involving over 2,000 participants. We were interested in both effects observed up to 1 week after the last stretch and the effects that lasted longer. However, since most studies only looked at the short-term effects, I'll concentrate on that evidence. So the trials typically administered stretch for 20 minutes per day, but some tested it for just a few minutes a day and others administered stretch continuously for days on end by putting limbs in plaster casts or splints. Importantly, though, most trials only lasted a few weeks. And this is important because stretch is often advocated for people with disabilities as a lifelong intervention. And in fact, the longest of the 49 included trials only tested stretch out to 7 months. Now, the focus of our review was on joint mobility, quality of life, pain, and measures of people's ability to move and participate in normal activities. But the findings are inconclusive for ability to move or participate in normal activities because of lack of data. However, there's high quality evidence to indicate that stretch does not have a clinically important effect on joint mobility in people with or without a neurological condition, regardless how long this stretch is applied for each day. We also found moderate to high quality evidence that stretch doesn't have an effect on pain or quality of life in people with non-neurological conditions. Now, in people with neurological conditions, the effect of stretch on pain is unclear, but no study looked at the effects on quality of life in these patients. So, in summary, our systematic review suggests that stretch is not effective for the management of contractures in people with or without neurological conditions. However, there is a caveat around this, and that is that we don't know what would happen if stretch was administered daily for many, many months or years, which is actually the usual recommendation for people with lifelong neurological disabilities, such as brain and spinal cord injury.
If you would like to find out more about the evidence in Lisa's review, you can read the full version online at cochranelibrary.com. Just go to the website and type in a search for stretch and contractures.